I want to read today from the book of Joshua, chapter 20, verse 2. The Bible says this: Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spoke unto you by the hand of Moses. There were six cities that were called cities of refuge. Three were westward of Jordan, and three were eastward of Jordan. Let's read real quick Hebrews 6:18, because this verse of Scripture sets out Christ as the city of refuge for guilty sinners who are guilty of His blood. And then when we read that Scripture, I'm going to come back and look at the names of these cities for a moment. This is a very interesting little nugget. Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Glory be to God. Christ is that hope. He is my hope. He is your hope. Jesus is the hope for every guilty sinner. Praise God. He is our city of refuge. Now let's look at the names of these cities. Kadesh, Shechem, Hebron, Bezer, Ramoth, and Golan. Now listen to this. In Christ, you find the meaning of every one of these names. Holiness. That's the city of Kadesh. Kadesh means holiness. In Christ, we find our holiness. Shechem means strength. In Christ, we find our strength. Praise God. Hebron means fellowship. In Christ, we have fellowship with the Father. Glory to God. The city Bezer means safety. Christ is our safety. The city Ramoth, that means uplifting. We find that uplifting in Christ. And finally, Golan means happiness. Neighbor, the only true happiness that you and I can ever know is found in our relationship with Christ. It doesn't matter what type of house we live in, what type of car we drive, the suit of clothes that we might have to wear, whatever the case might be. Happiness is not found in material things. I know there's a gospel that's making the rounds nowadays that equates our spirituality with the things that we have. But Jesus said, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things that he possesseth. Our value to God, our relationship with God, is not based on the things of this earth. Praise God. But rather, it's based upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. God puts, now notice this about these cities of refuge. The first city was Kadesh, and the last city was Golan. Kadesh means holiness, and Golan means happiness. God puts holiness before happiness. The individual who accidentally kills someone would flee to one of these cities of refuge. He was to remain there until the death of the high priest. Then he could go free. The avenger of blood, which was one of the relatives of the individual who was killed, symbolized the law. It demanded the death of the manslayer. The death of the high priest, follow me now, satisfied this claim and liberated the manslayer. It was Christ's death, not his life, that rent the veil and frees the sinner from the curse of the law. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. The manslayer was then at liberty to return to his possession as a free man. When God looks at us, after we've placed our faith in what Christ did for us at Calvary, He doesn't look at us as though, well, I love you, but you're guilty. And He doesn't put that on us. He looks at us as liberated by Christ, as free men and free women, because of what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. When Israel looked upon Him whom they have pierced, when this happens, when the Lord returns and Israel looks upon Him whom they have pierced, it will then be revealed to them that his death is what restores them to the land and the family of God. Thus, a city of refuge stood almost at every man's door, because these cities were scattered over all of Israel. But to enjoy its safety, the manslayer had to flee to it. He had to flee to it. There were individuals who found neither refuge in the city nor liberty in the death of the high priest. It was the murderer by intention. Sinners who flee to Jesus prove by doing so that they are not willingly guilty of his blood. You see, that's the terrible sin. Those of you that don't know the Lord, willingly and willfully refusing Christ, you're guilty of his blood. Sinners who flee to Jesus, who run to Jesus, are not guilty willingly of his blood. And they therefore find in him both safety and liberty. But sinners who refuse to seek mercy in Christ demonstrate by their refusal that they are verily guilty of his death, and for these individuals there is no salvation. Heavenly Father, thank you for this devotional time with the people today. And Father God, show us, increasingly so every day, what you have done for us at the cross. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.